You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Brando won this corresponding race 12 months ago for Kevin Ryan.
Yeah, we got him in the race and also the previous year's winner as well in the shape of Magical Memory. Kevin Ryan's actually got a good record in this race. He's won three of the last four runnings with Hamza and Astaire also winning the race for the yard. He's had a wind operation since we last saw him, Brando, as well. And obviously he's a former Group 1 winner. He won the Prix Maurice at the Geest last year. Gordon Lord Byer, another Group 1 winner in the field, and ditto Magical Memory, of course, who I thought was a bit disappointing out in Dubai. One Master, an interesting runner for Willie Haggis down at the bottom, the filly, who ran nicely on a racecourse debut and then won a couple of races after that, including a listed contest at Ascot when she was last seen. It's interesting to see Willie Haggis, with the yard in good form as well, willing to pitch her into this type of race. But the eye is immediately really drawn to the Aidan O'Brien and Andre Farber runners, who were 1 and 2 in the Jersey Stakes at Royal Ascot last year. Spirit of Valor, I think, will be suited by this step down in ship. She's certainly not, he's not short of pace, that is for sure. And coming back down to 6 furlongs will definitely suit him. But the Rovedo,
that was second in the French 2000.
It was second in the French 2000 Guineas. Won on his seasonal return last year. Obviously, we haven't seen him since he won the Jersey Stakes last year when he just beat Spirit of Valor. But any time Andre Farber sends a horse over to these shores, you have to sit up and take notice. And, Libravido would be the pick for me.
We'll get an overview from Ross in a moment. We've got some William Hill betting as things stand at the moment ahead of tomorrow's action in the Abernant Stakes. Libravido's the 11-4 favourite. Brando, last year's winner, on 100-30. Spirit of Valor, 7-1. We've got a stack of them in 10-1. Dream of Dreams, Perfect Pasture, Projection, and One Master, Ross. And it's 14-1 bar those.
Yeah, Libravido's very interesting. Ran a really nice race to win in the Jersey. And one of the only horses on that day to come down the centre of the track and race away from the near side rail as well. So performance has certainly given a boost. Bearing in mind, Libravido was down the centre, drawn 10. The next horse's home was drawn 20, 15, 18 and 19, and all ran down the stand side group. So clearly was a cut above that field. And obviously the second to Bramato is top class form as well, with some good horses in behind. The drop back in trip is a slight concern, but he is, you know, he has proven over this distance as well, so wouldn't be overly worried about that. But I would stick with Brando, who is absolutely rock solid in these kind of races. Very much suited by these kind of contests, as we saw when he bolted up in this race last year, given a lovely ride in a slightly weaker race, admittedly, last season. But he very rarely runs a bad race. He clearly likes the track. He's a handicap winner over five previous to that as well, and he ran a cracker behind Harry Angel in the Jai Cup. So the fact that he's such a core specialist, I think, would give Brando the edge for me. He's been given a wind up as well. Libravida's a fantastic horse, but if you like Newmarket, you like Newmarket, and Brando loves Newmarket. Projection would be the one who would catch my eye at a bigger price. A couple of nice runs, in particular on the back end of the season, when second to Blue Point, and that third to Out doing the Wokingham. He'll probably run on into a place, and he's got course form as well. But Brando for me.
Brando for Ross. Just confirming what you went for, Capers.
Libravido.
Difference of opinion from the boys in the Abernant Stakes. Let's see what they make of the Craven Stakes, Group 3. It's over the full course and distance, remember, of the 2,000 guineas. And William Hill Price is at the moment Roaring Lion, a hot favourite here on 4-7, Roaring Lion. 9-2, Glorious Journey. Massage on 13-2. 7-1, White Mocha. And it's 25-1 bar those. That's the William Hill prices for the Craven Stakes. Roaring Lion, Capers. a real hot price favourite here for O'Shane Murphy, who's been amongst the winners of late, and John Gosden, a course and distance winner, this favourite.
Yeah, and that course and distance victory came in the Royal Lodge last year. Obviously, he's won three of his four career starts, and he didn't go down without a fight in the Racing Post Trophy either. And he didn't really have the race completely run to suit him that day either. So he's a worthy favourite, it has to be said, and he'll take all the beating. Obviously, that's very much reflected in his price. Glorious Journey's got cheat pieces on for the first time. He won a Group 3 in France when he was last seen. He's 2-from-2 and unbeaten. And Massar hated the dirt at Maidan, and he can forget that run. He actually ran some nice races on the turf last year here as a two-year-old, and he did win a Group 3 at Sandown a few runs ago. Well, down at the bottom, White Mocker with the blinkers and Tongue Town for the first time won a nice race at Newbury on his penultimate outing. Obviously, he's won two of his three starts. I think Just Brilliant is also interesting as well, but he won here at a fair sort of race, but it was only a maiden back in October. I think Roaring Lion is going to be pretty tough to beat. John Gosden doesn't often have too many runners, I don't think, in this race, so he would be the pick. He's going to be a short price favourite, unfortunately, but I think it'll be very difficult to beat. And obviously, he's fairly well found in the 2,000 guineas market.
He is 4-7, Ross, to win the Craven Stakes. He's third in at 6-1 to win the 2,000 guineas back at Newmarket on the 3rd of May.
Yeah, this isn't your normal Gosden target, is it? He's more likely to go to Newbury than Newmarket, yeah. I feel. Foundation was beat at odds on in this race for him a few years ago. So there is a slight concern that it's a bit like when Aidan O'Brien sends Derby horses to York and you think, I'm not entirely sure you think this is a Derby horse. So there's a slight concern about that. But the form looks absolutely rock solid. So it's hard to knock it on that front, that's for sure. Obviously stepped up on every single performance last season and then ran a blinder behind Saxon Warrior in the Racing Post Trophy. Mixed messages from that form. The Pentagon, of course, disappointed the other day. Sea Henge has not lived up to the form either, but Chilean did win Cosley over in France, so that's a boost to him. But yeah, I think Massar looks the overpriced one to me.
One of two Appleby runners in the race. The shorter price one's Glorious Journey. 2-from-2, a French group winner, and cheek pieces on for the first time.
Yeah, made all to win at Saint Cloud at the back end of the year. But yeah, Massar is the other one who will certainly be fit. As I said, sent off odds on in a listed race on the dirt at Maidan, and things didn't go to plan. Part of the Godolphin experiment with a few horses on the dirt, which worked for a few at Maidan. But it clearly didn't work for Massar, and going over to Del Mar was a bit of a stretch too far as well, but this is much more like it, and he's third in the Grand Criterium at the back end of the year. Reads very well, and he put in some very, very good figures when winning maidens and placing in listed races as well. So I think the favourite will be fairly hard to beat, but it wouldn't surprise me if Massar chased him home.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.